Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so wonderful always to have you with me, amen, as we go forth in this journey through a year in the Word. Welcome to this episode of A Year in the Word. Today, we will be reading through 2 Samuel chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Yes, we've started in the book of 2 Samuel. This is our first day here. Amen. We'll be in 2 Samuel for the next few Wednesdays until it is completed. And then we'll go to our next book. And I praise God for every step of this journey because the Lord is moving. He is healing. He is making right those things that are wrong in our lives. He is upseating every demonic presence and every evil that has come against us as we obey him in the reading of his word. But not just the reading, but applying its precepts to our lives. Amen. He's healing us. He's setting us free from bondages we didn't even realize that we have been apprehended by. But and yet the Spirit of the Lord is faithful, and he loves us so much that even the things that we didn't know and that we did ignorantly, he is forgiving us, and he's healing us, and he's setting us in right places and giving us a true standard to live by. And we give glory and honor to God on today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We praise him for this great salvation, this great deliverance, his sacrifice that he made for each and every one of us. We give glory to him for the knowledge that there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men whereby we must be saved. No, you cannot be saved in any other name. You cannot erect an idol, call it God, and expect it to do anything for you. There is only one true and living God, and his name is Jesus. That is his saving name. And if you want, amen, to be able to see the Father in peace, there's only a one way to come. We have to come correct, and that means coming through Jesus. The word lets us know that no man comes to the Father but by me. Those were the words of Jesus, that nobody is going to be able to see the Father in peace unless he came through Jesus and received of this great salvation. We give glory, glory, glory to God on today. We thank him for that he's doing in the midst of each and every one of us. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every prayer that has been lifted up and God is answering. Amen. He's moving in the midst and breaking through barriers. Glory to God that have been there for years and years. And we wondered if we'd ever see the light of day. And here we are at the breaking of day. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord breaks forth in our lives and brings to pass that destiny and that purpose, amen, that he intended for each and every one of us from the very beginning. Glory to God. Today, again, we're reading from 2 Samuel chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we come humbly before you, giving you thanks and praise, oh God, because you are the true and the living God. All power is in your hand. All insight is yours. You are able to see everything. Lord God, you are all-knowing, all-seeing, and omnipresent. Lord, you're everywhere all at the same time. Oh, Lord God, when friends, Lord God, are in London, friends are in France, friends are in the islands, Lord God, and yet you're there and here at the same time, and we give you glory, that we can lift up one voice before you, Lord, and you hear us no matter where we are on the ends of the earth, whether we're in the most remote place or the nearest place, Lord God, you hear us all. And we thank you, Lord God, that you hear the cry of our hearts on this morning, the cry from the depths of our being for more of you, Lord God. Lord, you said if we draw nigh to you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, oh God. standing in your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, desperately seeking more of you. Lord, hear our cry on today. Oh, Lord, from the depths of our souls. Lord, some haven't even uttered those words, and yet their souls cry out before you, oh God. Hear the cry of our souls on today, Lord God. Heal us, Lord God. Heal our land as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord God. Begging your pardon, Lord God, and asking you that you wash us from all sin of commission and omission. Wash us this morning, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God, of every transgression, every sin, Lord God, every weight, Lord God, that has so easily beset us. Clear us out on today, Lord God, and make us free of those things that have hindered us. Lord God, that our purpose be clear and that we hear your voice without hindrance. Lord God, without restriction and without restraint. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray on this morning, Lord, that you open our eyes that they see and our ears that they hear and our minds, Lord God, that they perceive what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, even right now in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, every obstacle from the way. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, every trick that he set, every snare, Lord God, that is lying in wait. Lord God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn it all up right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I speak life and peace into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that was dead that should have been alive, I speak life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that those bones will begin, Lord God, to be covered with sinew, and the sinew will begin to be covered with skin, and every organ begin to function in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God. Move, oh God, in the midst of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and cause us to understand that this battle is the Lord's, this battle is God's, and all we have to do is trust you and yield our minds and our bodies unto you, and you will take care of the rest. Oh, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the move of your Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that nothing will be hidden, no good thing will be kept from us. We give you glory, oh, God. Oh, bless us as we go forth in your word this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give us revelations from on high. Help us to understand, Lord God, these books of history, what we ought to glean from them for today, because every word that was written for us to understand and to know who God is and who we are, and that this is the greatest love story ever told. Oh, Lord God, we honor you, and we humble ourselves, and we are grateful to you. We thank you, Lord God, for every mercy, for all of your grace, your unmerited favor toward us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the miracles, Lord, that are going forth right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that every delay is now being speeded up, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that every barrenness is being awakened into life right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you glory today, and we bless your name in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. We pray that all these things are so. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're coming from 2 Samuel chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and we shall begin now. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David had returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had stayed 2 days in Ziklag. On the third day, behold, it happened that a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dust on his head. So it was when he came to David, and he fell to the ground and prostrated himself. And David said to him, "Where have you come from?" So he said to him, "I have escaped from the camp of Israel." Then David said to him, "How did the matter go? Please tell me." And he answered, "The people have fled from the battle. Many of the people are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead also." So David said to the young man who told him, "How do you know that Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead?" Then the young man who told him said, "As I happened by chance to be at Mount Gilboa, There was Saul leaning on his spear, and indeed the chariots and the horsemen followed hard after him. Now when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me, and I answered, "Here I am." And he said to me, "Who are you?" So I answered him, "I am an Amalekite." He said to me again, "Please stand over me and kill me, for anguish has come upon me, but my life still remains in me." So I stood over him and killed him, because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen. And I took the crown that was on his head and the bracelet that was on his arm and have brought them here to you, my Lord. Therefore David took hold of his own clothes and tore them. So did all the men who were with him, and they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, for the people of the Lord and the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. Then David said to the young man who told him, "Where are you from?" And he answered, "I am the son of an alien, an Amalekite." So David said to him, "How was it you were not afraid to put forth your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Then David called one of the young men and said, "Go near and execute him." And he struck him so that he died. So David said to him, "Your blood is on your own head, for your own mouth has testified against you, saying, 'I have killed the Lord's anointed.'" Then David lamented with his lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. And he told them to teach the children of Judah the song of the bow. Indeed, it is written in the book of Jasper, "The beauty of Israel is slain on your high places. How the mighty have fallen. Tell it not in Gath, proclaim it not in the streets of Ashkelon. Let the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Let the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. O mountains of Gibeah, let there be no dew nor rain upon you, nor fields of offering, for the shield of the mighty is cast away there, the shield of Saul not anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty." Saul and Jonathan were beloved and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with luxury, who put ornaments of gold on your apparel. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of battle. Jonathan was slain in your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. You have been very pleasant to me. Your love to me was wonderful, surpassing the love of women. How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of war perished. It happened after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?" And the Lord said to him, "Go up." David said, "Where shall I go up?" And he said, "To Hebron." So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. And David brought up the men who were with him, every man with his household. So they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. Then the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, "The men of Jabesh Gilead were the ones who buried Saul." So David sent the messengers to the men of Jabesh Gilead and said to them, "You are blessed of the Lord, for you have shown this kindness to your Lord, to Saul, and have buried him. And now may the Lord show kindness and truth to you. I also will repay you this kindness, because you have done this thing. Now, therefore, let your hands be strengthened and be valiant, for your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah has anointed me king over them." But Abner, the son of Ner, commander of Saul's army, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanoam, and he made him king over Gilead, over the Asherites, over Jezreel, over Ephraim, over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. Only the house of Judah followed David, and the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah for 7 years and 6 months. Now Abner, the son of Ner, and the servants of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, went out from Menoam to Gibeon. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David went out and met them by the pool of Gibeon. So they sat down, one on one side of the pool and the other on the other side of the pool. Then Abner said to Joab, "Let the young men now arise and compete before us." And Joab said, "Let them arise." So they arose and went over by number, 12 from Benjamin, followers of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 from the servants of David. And each one grasped his opponent by the head and thrust his sword in his opponent's side. So they fell down together. Therefore, that place was called the Field of Sharp Swords, which is in Gibeon. So there was a very fierce battle that day, and Abner and the men of Israel were beaten before the servants of Zeruiah. Were there, Joab and Abisha and Asahel. And Asahel was as fleet of foot as a wild gazelle. So Asahel pursued Abner, and in going he did not turn to the right hand or to the left from following Abner. Then Abner looked behind him and said, "Are you Asahel?" He answered, "I am." And Abner said to him, "Turn aside to your right hand or to your left, and lay hold on one of the young men and take his armor for yourself." But Asahel would not turn aside from following him. So Abner said again to Asahel, "Turn aside from following me. Why should I strike you to the ground? How then could I face your brother Joab?" However, he refused to turn aside. Therefore, Abner struck him in the stomach with the blunt end of the spear, so that the spear came out of his back, and he fell down there and died on the spot. So it was that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. Joab and Abisha also pursued Abner, and the sun was going down when they came to the hill of Ammah, which is before Giah, by the road to the wilderness of Gibeon. Now the children of Benjamin gathered together behind Abner and became a unit and took their stand on top of the hill. Then Abner called to Joab and said, "Shall the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitter in the latter end? How long will it be then until you tell the people to return from pursuing their brethren? God lives. Unless you had spoken, surely then by morning all the people would have given up pursuing their brethren." So Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still and did not pursue Israel anymore, nor did they fight anymore. Then Abner and his men went on all the night through the plain, crossed over the Jordan, and went through all Bithron, and they came to Menoam. So Joab returned from pursuing Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, there were missing of David's servants 19 men and Asahel. But the servants of David had struck down of Benjamin and Abner's men 360 men who died. Then they took up Asahel and buried him in his father's tomb, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at daybreak. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His first was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, his second, Chileab by Gal, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, the second, Absalom, the son of Micah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, the fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithram, by David's wife, Aglah. These were born to David in Hebron. Now it was so, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner was strengthening his hold on the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, Busheth, said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" Then Abner became very angry at the words of Ishbosheth and said, "Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? Today I show loyalty to the house of Saul, your father, to his brothers, and to his friends, and have not delivered you into the hands of David. And you charge me today with a fault concerning this woman? May God do so to Abner and more also if I do not do for David as the Lord has sworn to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul and set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan to Beersheba." And he could not answer Abner another word because he feared him. Then Abner sent messengers on his behalf to David, saying, "Whose is the land? Saying also, make your covenant with me, and indeed my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel to you." And David said, "Good, I will make a covenant with you, but one thing I require of you. You shall not see my face unless you bring me Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see my face." So David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Give me my wife, Michal, whom I betrothed to myself for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, the son of Laish. Then her husband went along with her to Barum, weeping behind her. So Abner said to him, "Go, return." And he returned. Now Abner had communicated with the elders of Israel, saying, "In time past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then do it. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and from the hand of all their enemies.' And Abner also spoke in the hearing of Benjamin. Then Abner also went to speak in the hearing of David and Hebron, all that seemed good to Israel and the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner and 20 men with him came to David at Hebron. And David made a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. Then Abner said to David, "I will arise and go and gather all Israel to my lord the king, that they might make a covenant with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires." So David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. At that moment, the servants of David and Joab came from a raid and brought much spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the troops that were with him had come, they told Joab, saying, "Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he sent him away, and he has gone in peace." Then Joab came to the king and said, "What have you done? Look, Abner came to you. Why is it that you sent him away, and he has gone, and he is already gone? Surely you realize that Abner the son of Ner came to deceive you, to know your going out and your coming in, and to know all that you are doing." And when Joab had gone from David's presence, he sent messengers after Abner, who brought him back from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. Now when Abner had returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside to the gate to speak with him privately, and there stabbed him in the stomach, so that he died for the blood of Asahel, his brother. Afterward, when David heard it, he said, "My kingdom and I are guiltless before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and on all his father's house, and let there never fail to be in the house of Joab one who has a discharge or a leper, who leans on a staff or falls by the sword, or who lacks bread." So Joab and Abishai, his brother, killed Abner because he had killed their brother Shel at Gibeon in the battle. Then David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him, "Tear your clothes, gird yourselves with sackcloth, and mourn for Abner." And King David followed the coffin. So they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king sang a lament over Abner and said, should Abner die as a fool dies, your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in fetters. As a man falls before wicked men, so you fail. Then all the people wept over him again. And when all the people came to persuade David to eat food while it was still day, David took an oath, saying, God, do so to me and more also if I take bread or anything else till the sun goes down. Now all the people took note of it, and it pleased them, since whatever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people and all Israel understood that day that it had not been the king's intent to kill Abner, the son of Ner. Then the king said to his servants, do you not know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? And I am weak today, though anointed, thou anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too harsh for me. The Lord shall repay the evildoer according to his wickedness. When Saul's sons heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost heart, and all Israel was troubled. Now Saul's son had two men who were captains of troops. The name of the one was Baana, and the name of the other, Rechab, the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, and the children of Benjamin. For Beeroth also was Benjamin, because the Beerothites fled to Gittim and had been sojourners there until this day. Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came to Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Then the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, and Rechab, and Baana, set out and came at about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, who was lying on his bed at noon. And they came there all the way into the house as though to get wheat. And they stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechab and Baana, his brother, escaped. For when they came into the house, he was lying on the bed in his bedroom. Then they struck him and killed him, beheaded him, and took his head, and were all night escaping through the plain. And they brought the head of Ishbosheth to David at Hebron. And he said to the king, here is the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. And the Lord has avenged my lord, the king, this day of Saul and his descendants. But David answered Rechab and Baana, his brother, the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, and said to them, as the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all adversity? When someone told me, saying, look, Saul is dead, thinking to have brought good news, I arrested him and had him executed in Ziklag, the one who thought I would give him a reward for his news. How much more when wicked men have killed a righteous person in his own house on his bed? Therefore, shall I not now require his blood at your hand and remove you from the earth? So David commanded his young men, and they were executed, cut off their hands and feet, and hanged them by the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the tomb of Abner in Hebron. I have read, and you have heard, from 2 Samuel chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. I hope that you will continue with me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.